Okay, so I have a confession. Last week, I lost a battle with an automated phone system. You know the ones, press one for this, two for that. I swear it took 20 minutes just to get where I needed to be. It got me thinking, is AI out to get us? Or with all the buzz about this technology, could it make our lives easier? As a woman over 50, I want answers. So today, we're venturing into a topic that's both fascinating and a bit mystifying for many of us. It's artificial intelligence, or AI. Is it our friend or foe? And how it's changing things for women like us. Hello, beautiful ladies. Welcome back to another episode of 5 to Thrive. I'm your host, Valerie Hatcher. Our mission is to provide empowering tips for women over 50 to help us navigate this vibrant stage of life with grace, style, and a whole lot of fun. Each week, I bring you 5 practical and engaging tips on a specific topic. I hope you find them relevant and relatable, and we'll come back for more. Ready for today's episode? Then let's go. So let's start with the basics. Artificial intelligence, in its simplest form, it's about creating computers that can perform tasks which typically require human intelligence. This includes things like understanding natural language, recognizing patterns, making decisions, and even creating art. It's not about creating machines that think exactly like humans, but about solving problems in a way that's inspired by human thought processes. AI has been around for a while, actually. The concept dates back to the mid-20th century, but it's only in the recent years that technology has caught up with the vision, thanks to advances in computing power and data collection. Now, I know what you might be thinking. AI? Isn't that for techies or the younger crowd? But stay with me. First, let's get rid of that scary sci-fi image of robots taking over. Yes, AI is powerful, but it's essentially smart software. It learns from data, but it doesn't have a mind of its own. It's not about to walk out of your computer and steal your job. It's becoming a part of our everyday lives. Here's the thing. You're probably using bits of AI every day and don't even realize it. Ever wonder how your email magically filters out spam? Or how Netflix knows that you'll love that cheesy show? It's AI. Your photos getting sorted by faces, or maps finding the fastest route, even with traffic? AI again. You don't have to be a tech genius to benefit. It's for everyone. Think of it like a supercharged assistant, always learning in the background. Honestly, AI has some serious potential to make our lives better. Now, let's get practical for a minute. You want those old family recipes to be readable again? Well, snap a photo. An AI can transcribe the faded handwriting. Or maybe you're feeling overwhelmed by errands. AI can suggest the best time to hit the grocery store to avoid crowds. Even in the kitchen, it can help. If you're maybe struggling for dinner ideas based on what's in your fridge, AI can help with that. Maybe you want workouts tailored to you without a pricey trainer. AI can do it. So let's be honest. Some of us could use a digital assistant, and AI can fill that role. So here's a fun story. I got this smart vacuum, you know, one of those little robots that scoots across your house cleaning floors. Now, I haven't named it yet, but I thought about naming it Rosie after the robot maid in the Jetsons. You remember the Jetsons, right? But it's a perfect example of a practical, everyday use of AI, saving time and effort on a chore that none of us love doing. Well, I certainly don't. I know you're saying, okay, Valerie, that's great, but how can I use AI? Okay, let me share a few ways that I use it. So think about organization. There are AI-based apps out there that can help manage your calendar, sort your email, or even curate personalized meal plans. And for those of us who are looking to spark some creativity, there are writing aids, art generators, and music composition apps. But let me give you some specific examples to get you started. So for organization, try Todoist, Todoist. Now, this is one of my go-to apps to stay organized. It really is. This is a to-do list, per se, but it's great for managing tasks with the help of AI. Or another app that I use is called Grammarly, G-R-A-M-M-A-R-L-Y. And it can help improve your writing, making sure that your message is clear and error-free. And then for the learners that are out there, Duolingo, it uses AI to tailor language learning at your own pace. Then there's Spotify. I know we all know about Spotify. Well, Spotify employs AR to curate personalized playlist and to recommend new songs based on your listening history, which kind of enhances that music experience. And there's Pinterest. I know we've all been on Pinterest at one time or another. Well, Pinterest uses AI to recommend pins and boards tailored to your interest, making it easier to discover new ideas and inspirations. Lately, I've been on Pinterest a lot as I'm trying to work through this home remodel. I'm on there looking for stuff for the kitchen and the bathroom, and it's cool because now it's picked up on that. So when I sign on, it's giving me recommendations. And then there's Waze. That's the app that I use for maps, but it's AI powered, and it provides real-time traffic updates, route suggestions, and alerts about road conditions, making driving safer and maybe more efficient. And there's one that's interesting. It's called RoboKiller. So it uses AI to block spam calls and protect users from phone scams by analyzing call patterns and blocking unwanted numbers. Now, speaking of a creative assistant, there's a tool that I have to mention, and I'm sure you guys have all heard about it. It's ChatGPT by OpenAI. It's a conversational AI that can write with you, brainstorm ideas, or just honestly simply chat about almost any topic under the sun. It's kind of like having a brainstorming buddy available 24/7, making it an excellent way for anyone to dip their toes into the world of AI. So I use ChatGPT often. Okay, let me be honest. I probably use it every day for something, but I've used it to help me with menus when I have no idea what to cook. I've used it for a meal plan. I think one day I asked it for a low-carb meal plan, and it put together one. I've used it for a workout plan. One time I was super busy, and so I added all that I had to do, and I asked it to help me with the schedule, and it did. We started my day like at 7, and I ended it maybe around 8 p.m., and so we allocated the time, of course, that I needed to work, but even breaks during my work day, like, is there something I can fit in at noon or something I can fit in before work? And it helped me put together a schedule. Then sometimes when I'm writing, I'm a little wordy. And so I've actually used it to help me condense what I'm writing or even to brainstorm on topics. There's a free version of ChatGPT if you want to try it. Now, you can't always use it as the gospel. Now, sometimes AI has what they call hallucinations, where it can create false information. So I wouldn't use it like to write a book or do anything like that where maybe statistics are needed. And if you do, make sure that you fact check. I've also used several other AI-powered tools to help me with editing this podcast. But let's not get carried away. AI isn't perfect. It's not all sunshine and rainbows. AI is a powerful tool, and like any tool, it can be used for good or not so good. Remember that time that your bank maybe flagged suspicious activity and saved your savings? Well, scammers use AI too. They craft fake emails that are so real, they'd fool your mom or even you. Criminals can use AI to do voice clones or create realistic photos just to scam. I heard of an incident where they cloned a voice and called someone saying they were their grandson and they were in trouble and needed money. And so people have actually sent money to help who they thought was their grandchild or somebody else in the family. Sometimes AI, just like anything else, it ends up in the wrong hands, which is a reminder that being tech savvy is about staying aware, not just knowing how to swipe and tap. And let's address the elephant in the room. There's a lot of concern out there about AI, especially replacing human jobs. I have no magic ball, but I don't see that happening to the extreme of the conversations that I've heard. Remember, AI is a tool. It's one that can take our repetitive tasks or analyze data faster than we ever could, which then frees us up for more meaningful work. So, friend or foe? I believe it's a friend, but actually, it's a bit of both. The key isn't fearing AI, it's understanding it and using it wisely. So, when used responsibly, it can enhance our lives in countless ways. It's about understanding and engaging with AI. It's about using it and not letting it use us. We need to advocate for AI that works for us, not against us, and stay in the driver's seat. Think of it as a tool, a powerful one, but it's up to us to decide how to use it. So, how does AI show up in your life? Are you benefiting or you may be struggling? Because understanding AI isn't just about the future, it's about making our lives better right now. I hope today's episode has demystified AI a bit for you and maybe even sparked some curiosity. AI isn't just for the young or the tech obsessed. It's for all of us, offering opportunities to simplify tasks, to enhance creativity, and even tackle big challenges. As always, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Have you had an interesting encounter with AI? Are there concerns that you'd like to discuss further? Let's keep the conversation going. Thank you so much for joining me for 5 to Thrive Tuesday. If you haven't already done so, please subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. If you enjoyed the segment, please rate, review, and share it with a friend. Let's stay connected on Instagram, Facebook, and or Threads at I Am Valerie Hatcher, or email me at hello@agingwithgraceandstyle.com. Until next time, let's continue to age with grace, style, and a touch of sass.